Maybe you haven't heard of Pullman, Washington, but the mayor of this city of 30,000 in the southeast corner of the state is one of many raising objections to a Trump administration proposal to privatize air traffic control. For a municipal perspective on federal policy, we turn to Pullman Mayor Glenn Johnson. Mr. Jensen, I should say Mayor Johnson, good to have you on.
Well, it's good to be here this morning.
Now,
and just so you know, we've been actually opposing privatization of air traffic control before President Trump even proposed it, because it's been out there for some time. The air carriers have been trying to push for it, and we think it's bad for small airports, regional airports, even some larger airports.
And we should probably let people know a description of where you lie, because you are, you have a major university located in the town, and you've
Correct.
Also...
We actually have Washington State University, home of the Cougs. It's a Pac-12 university. It's right in our city, but only 8 miles away, and also using the airport is the University of Idaho.
Yeah, and that's in Moscow, which is just down the road, basically. You can
Correct.
See Moscow Mountain from Pullman. And give us a sense of the type of air traffic that is coming into there, because the colleges are using not scheduled service, but is there scheduled service to the Pullman-Moscow airport?
There's scheduled service right now to the Pullman-Moscow regional airport by Alaska Airlines, with the airlines actually operated by Horizon Air. We have 4 flights a day to Seattle. And during the summer, when a lot of the students are gone, we're down to 3 flights a day, but normally during the regular school year, there are 4 flights a day. Plus, we also will have charters that come in here to take the football team out to games. It also will work for the University of Idaho as well. We also have charters sometimes for basketball teams. But we also have a very important business in this community that has four business jets out here, and that's Schweitzer Engineering Labs, SEL. And they do business in about 145 countries around the world. There's about 2,500 employees here in Pullman, roughly about 4,500 employees worldwide. And they say they cannot conduct their business without business air, aviation. It's very important to them.
So they're in the general aviation aircraft business, that is commercial?
We also have general aviation here as well. Interstate Aviation is our fixed-base operator. And we have a number of private planes that come in here. We have Barnes & Noble that runs our bookstore for the university. They have a private jet that comes in at least about every other week. We have Life Flight, which is a medical helicopter service. This is based here. It's also based down in Lewiston, Idaho. But we have, and they come in here with fixed wings from time to time to take a person from this airport to Seattle. Seattle is level 1 trauma for the entire state, actually for 5 different states. And so as a consequence, you really need that good airport and good service for fixed wing.
And how long does it take to fly from Pullman to Seattle?
1 hour. Good tailwind, sometimes 40 minutes.
Well, what is your objection then? As long as the air traffic is controlled, what difference does it make who controls it?
Well, the FAA has done a tremendous job controlling this. And as a matter of fact, they're trying to keep up with the new technology. This airport is undergoing a $119 million runway realignment project right now. And we got caught in between next gen and existing gen, so to speak. What we wanted to make sure that we've told all the different sponsors that we were going to have ILS, which is the instrument approach, which is existing right now. It's in roughly 98% of all aircraft. And the FAA was trying to move us to next gen, the GPS mode, but that's not going to take effect until about 2025. And our airport runway is going to be done in 2019. We wanted to make sure that our people here knew that they had reliable service when we had fog. And we do get fog in the winter. We get some challenging weather in the winter. And ILS is extremely important to us. But the FAA has done a tremendous job in terms of handling all the air traffic. When you're in the cockpit here in Pullman, you're talking to the Seattle Tower. They're telling you when you can leave. They're telling you when you have options to go and all that kind of thing. So it's all being controlled now by the FAA, and they're doing a fantastic job. My biggest concern is if you turn it over to private carriers, and then when you take a look that the country is down to basically 70% of all air carriers is with 4 airlines, and they would probably give any priority to air traffic to themselves. And I think right now that we have a great system that takes care of general aviation, business aviation, and commercial. and they're doing a great job, and they're handling it uniformly, I think that's the way it should be.
We're speaking with Pullman, Washington Mayor Glenn Johnson. Now, you say if the airlines controlled the air traffic control, but I think the proposal is such that there would be a separate, possibly nonprofit corporation funded by airline fees. So is that why you think that there might be that neglect that would set in because of the funding source for this particular proposal?
Well, I just take a look at what airlines have done so far in the way they're doing things. Now, let me stop here and say that we have Alaska Airlines here, and they are a fantastic carrier. I am loyal to Alaska. They do a great job. But there are plenty of other stories out there in terms of what airlines have done, in terms of what they've cut back in service to medium airports and to smaller airports. Right now, if they had a private company, I've read some material that said under a privatized system like Canada, that's even still more expensive than what we have right now. There's some figures out there. Bob Mann said that he's an industry consultant. He said the current FAA-run system is $2.07 per mile. That's 8 cents cheaper than NAV Canada that's going on. I think when you have an existing system that works, you got to stick with it. And yes, they are trying to make improvements.
Now, this idea of the next gen by 2025, I mean, that's been pushed off for a couple of decades now already. Wouldn't you rather have it sooner than later? Because it does allow for more accurate flights and shorter flights and lots of benefits.
You know, the FAA is trying to move in that direction right now because they definitely tried to move our airport into it. And we had to go through and give all kinds of evidence. We actually went back to Washington, D.C. and talked with the FAA and said how important ILS is right now. And until they get the next gen going, we'll be more than happy to convert over. But let's right now, what all the planes have is ILS. We want to make sure that we have that. And they're moving in that direction. And I think they've got things in place for that. But right at this exact moment, it's not there. Now, will that happen under privatization? It's going to take a while, too. And privatization is usually shown sometimes that it costs us more.
Who are some of the other mayors that have joined in with you? I imagine it's not like Boston, Detroit, Los Angeles, and Atlanta.
Well, you don't see some of the real large mayors. But I can tell you that the general manager of the Spokane Airport, International Airport, has joined in and saying that privatization is not the best answer for his airport. We've got some mayors. I know there's one down in Salinas. There's some others that have certainly signed on. I think the last I heard with the Alliance, there was over 70 mayors. They just want to bring it to the attention that we just hope that Congress will take a really hard look at it and see that maybe privatization isn't the best answer for all the airports, to make sure that all people, whether they're general aviation or whether you're business aviation or whether you're in a small market, medium market. We have a regional market here. We have roughly about 33,000 here in Pullman, about 26,000 in Moscow. So we've got it, and we're putting out of our airport last year. We had over 60,000 employments out of here, and that meant we had over about 110,000 people using our airport. It continues to grow, and especially with this runway realignment and getting more reliability of this airport. We're going to be extending its length. We're widening the runway. We're separating the runway from the taxiway. And we're doing that just for the existing aircraft that we have. And the FAA has been tremendous working with. They've helped us in funding. We're doing about 8.5% local match. And the rest of it's from the federal government to help us get this runway to where it meets all the safety standards. We're doing a great job here, but the FAA is part of our team. It's working out very well.
Glenn Johnson is mayor of Pullman, Washington. Thanks so much for joining me.
Well, thank you, Tom. I appreciate the call.
And find a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.